The sea drew itself up into giant waves and flung itself against the great breakwaters. All along the coast of Cornwall, the stone walls stood the shock. Then the sea sucked up its strength again and roared right over them, sinking the sailing boats in their home havens. But it could not get into the Mousel. Mauser watched as the great storm cat clawed with its giant cat's paw through the gap in the harbour wall. But it was too small. He snarled and leapt up at the great breakwater under the lowering sky, but it was too high. The fishing boats sat safe as mice in their own mouse hole, but they could not get out. And because the fishermen could not fish, there was no more food. They ate up the few vegetables that were left in their storm-racked gardens. They ate up the salted pilchards that were left in the cellars. Mauser hated vegetables, and the pilchards were too salty for her taste. Soon there was nothing left. The cats and their people grew very hungry. Mauser sat by her window staring out at the storm and thought longingly of morgy broth and stargazy pie. Every day the fishermen gathered on the quayside, and sometimes they would try to take a boat out through the Mousel. But always the great storm cat lay in wait for them, and they were lucky to escape with their lives.